Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what is up, UE family? What is good, everybody? Here's another edition of the DNA Show. We're going back-to-back days for you because we like to please. We're here to please, baby. Drafted tonight, and we got to get hyped for it. So I got my boy Sifu with me. Sifu, what's up, brother?
Namaste, my man. Feeling great, namaste, feeling good. Bro. How about you?
I'm feeling awesome. I'm ready for this draft tonight and to get another season popping off. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun tonight with this draft. It's an unusual one. We'll get into that later in the show, but it's an unusual draft. People are gonna really have to use their skills here and be smart about who they take. But before we get there, we want to take a second out of the show today to bring on a very special guest, a guest that has made his grand return to the league. That's right. It's your boy. He was the best. He's on the line.
Boo.
How you doing, brother? Welcome back.
Boo.
First of all, tell your interns to come take my jacket off and put it where it's supposed to go. This is a fur coat exclusive out of the Hot Boys collection. The Hot Boys. The Hot Boys on fire. Well, it's good to be back. When you've accomplished so much in your life, you want to come back and have a good time. And I think New Orleans is showing me love. I love New Orleans. I'm excited to be back. But it's going to be a tough road ahead. I'm excited for the draft tonight.
No doubt. You know, we got a lot of people asking questions, wondering what Hughes is going to try to accomplish his first season back. Now, we talked about it a little bit on the show yesterday. I don't know how much you were able to hear of it, but we want to know if Hughes, season one, taking over the New Orleans State. What can the New Orleans fan base expect out of you come season one?
Man, right out the gate.
Well, in my press conference, I told them just to be patient. This team is in shambles, and it's going to take at least 3 years to even compete at a playoff level. Not even winning a division, just trying to sneak in a wild card spot. The Falcons are still the cream of the crop right now. The Bucs are the reigning and defending champions, so that's saying a lot. That the Falcons are the best team and the Super Bowl champs are the Bucs. So we're expecting 4 or 5 wins. If we get that, then we feel like we've made a step in the positive direction.
Sifu, what do you think about that? He's coming out of the gate trying to temper the emotions of the New Orleans fans. Maybe they're getting a little too excited. So you heard him here. You heard it here first. 4 or 5 wins, Hughes would be happy with this first season. What do you think about that, Sifu?
Well, if that's the route he's going, I want to make a trade and get that first pick right now. You know what I'm saying? Hello, somebody. He was putting me to sleep with all that schmoozing and kissing up to Paul and Tobar and, you know, being all humble. That's not the Hills we know. We don't need humble Hills. We need trash talking, punch in the mouth Hills. But someone let our intern Becky know not to get Hills' fur coat wet because it's rat fur and we don't want it falling apart in our studio because that stuff is a mess to clean up. All right? You know, let's just get that out.
Wow.
Wow. Some shots taken at our boy Hills. Hills, we talked about some off-season moves yesterday, the ones that had happened so far. But I just want to know, you know, we know that you see all the off-season moves. What trade was your favorite, maybe a couple favorite moves so far this off-season?
Well, I'm seeing that the Denver Broncos is a quarterback franchise with Mr. Ed himself, John Elway. He led that franchise to prominence in 5 Super Bowls. And for them to go out and trade for Baker Mayfield, I felt like that was the best move in the offseason. I don't know if you got to talk about it. I didn't get a chance. I was in the sky all day.
Yesterday we did not get the chance to talk about that. So that's the first that people are hearing of this move. The Denver Broncos have traded for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I absolutely love the move because the Denver Broncos, and I don't know this guy personally, but I do want to give him a little love. He came in the league. He hasn't complained. He played his games. He's enjoying UE. I've talked to him in the private before. He's got a little upset when I put my name as linked to the Denver Broncos. He's like, hey, this is my franchise. And he's making trade to let people know that he's here to stay, and he's not here just to stay. He's trying to win that division. I always like competition. Mm-hmm. Me and Sifu always talk about it. bring it. We don't want you just being in the league. Don't just be a number. He's trying to make moves. I can respect it no matter which way it goes. I like that move.
I agree. He gave up. Now, he gave up Bradley Chubb in return. Stud,
yeah, now that hurts.
Stud DN.
Now that hurts.
Yeah, how do you feel about the move on the other side of the coin with the Ravens got in return?
Well, I know what the Ravens didn't want to do. They didn't want to pay Baker all that money, and I understand that. But I feel like they got better on the defensive side of the ball. They got better on the defensive side of the ball, but I'm worried about them offensively. I think the Browns are clearly the best team in that division now, and they took a few steps back. Now, Bradley Chubb is going to make a difference, but can you score with those Browns? Because they got Mr. Beckham. They're loaded over there in Cleveland. So I don't know mm-hmm. if Baltimore what decision they're making.
Absolutely. And with that being said, we want to join another guest to the show. We got our boy Keem, as Heels would call him, Keem the Dream. Keem, how you doing today, brother? Welcome to the draft show.
It's good, y'all. Feels good. I ain't been on a minute.
Boo.
Yeah, man. I'm glad to have you back.
Oh, wow.
We got our boy Heels. We got a Chief and we got our boy Heels on the show today, so we should have a good one. Keem, before you got on, we were talking about favorite moves of the offseason. Do you have a trade that you left the best having so far? Maybe a move that's been made?
There was a lot. The Broncos and the Ravens trade, that was a real big one. They traded a lot of big players. Packers and the Cardinals did a very big trade as well with Perriman. Packers, that receiving core is crazy. But, like, you know, we're going to see how the coach handles it, though, if he can't handle it. And yeah, there was a lot of big trades. I actually was kind of impressed with the trades I've seen. Everything was pretty straightforward, easy to vote on, good trades from both teams on both sides.
Absolutely, I want to commend the people of UE for keeping it fair and making always good moves. But boys, we gotta know what this show's about today. It's about draft day, so let's get right into it. I want to talk about this draft because me and Sifu have been talking a little bit about it. It's an interesting draft. Now there isn't. The amount of flashy players like were in last year's draft, you know, obviously the wide receivers aren't like Donovan Freeman, you know, which Prez got with the first pick. That's a no-brainer. The corners are not the same either. So the specialty positions are kind of lacking, but there's a lot of good utility players out there. Heels, I want to hear from you. What do you think about this draft tonight? What do you think people are going to have to do to get some stars out of this draft? We got our boy here.
I'm on Michael. Oh yeah, I'm still here. My bad. My mic was on. I feel like in every draft you have to be smart, and hopefully, people be very dumb because the Saints need help. So please look out for a brother. Just let the computer pick you. Just go to the bottom of each draft class, each position, and just click that person, and let the Saints get some players. That's all I'm asking. That's all I want you to do. I'm just being. Mm-hmm. I'm pleading. I'm begging. I'm Keith Sweating on here. On there. I'm Keith Sweating.
Chief, what do you think about the draft,
brother? I mean, I'm with you. Like you said, we talked about it. There's a lot of good utilities. I mean, it's quarterback heavy, but I don't know if the league is quarterback heavy right now, like in need. You know, there's, what, I think like 7 QBs that are got a first-round grade or something like that?
Yeah.
Or 6. But like you said, the skill positions, they're the ones that are, I feel like, borderline no-brainers. I feel they're going to be taken early. And after that, like you said, I think you got to do your research and know what your team needs and know which route you're going to go. Because I was just telling you this before, at pick 13, I'm not quite sure which way I'm going. Like, I had a few ideas in mind, and it's really like a bunch of coin flips because it could go either way. I feel like I addressed some of the issues and the trades that I made, but there's still a few players that I got.
Where you going? Come on, me and Keem know where you're going. Don't
give really
this,
don't.
This crap.
I mean, if you know, please tell me. Please tell me because I don't know. I promise you, I do not know. I'm lost. I might shore up my offensive line.
Spill the beans. Spill the beans, brother.
No,
I mean,
what do you suggest?
I think I've seen the player that people want.
That's the thing, though. I don't know. See, the people I think might be at 13, I might think they're going to be gone. That's why I'm saying, like, I really don't know how I'm going to approach this.
Well, yeah, Sifu's trying to play that masquerade game, mm-hmm. trying to, you know, throw a bunch of BS out here so he can throw us off his tail. We know Sifu's game.
Sifu Maestro Kung Fu too powerful.
I say we start off with pick one. The Raiders, as we know, have the first pick in the draft. Gold is trying to make his comeback here after a disappointing season last year. Keem, what do you think the Raiders do with this number one pick?
Well, I know they just filled a lot of the holes they filled with the I saw them fill a receiver hole, got a nice real receiver. I'm not sure how the QB is because, you know, the coach was kind of – I know they drafted a QB last year, but I don't know how he's looking. So, you know, they may just try to go again for a QB, maybe a little something better because they do have the number one pick, so you're bound to get a stud if you do your research the right way. But, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I really – that Raiders team, I really haven't even looked at them too much. Based on
they go receiver. They go the best receiver. Yeah. If the best receiver in the draft, I think they'd go.
Right, because I think they made one for receiver. I think that's one thing. But they do have Amari Godo, and they just got Morse mm-hmm. from the Eagles, the 23-year-old mm-hmm. superstar. So, you know, they
mm-hmm.
might have – they got
oh, okay.
two receivers right there. So, you know, yeah, that's why I don't think Gold might not – he might actually not go QB, to be honest with you. He actually, if you ask me, I think he might go linebacker because that's the only position I didn't see him fill, and he actually just traded the Warner dude away. So,
yeah.
Matter of fact, yo, I might just spill the beans because you trade Warner. You were looking for a linebacker all season, but you didn't get one yet. So it's like, you know, come on.
So who's the best linebacker in the draft right now?
I honestly haven't even looked at it. I'm about to do all my boarding when I get home.
I mean. It depends on what you're looking for.
I'll tell you, it's that man. If you're looking for a middle linebacker, if he's looking to fill that hole, I say he takes the top prospect, Mike Proctor. That middle linebacker, he's got good speed. He's got good zone and with a early first round position. I think you can't go wrong, dude.
I actually just got some inside information. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to release this though. But he is number one pick though.
They wouldn't have gave you that inside information if they didn't want you to share it now.
Right. I guess I'll
sharing is
say
caring.
So I was
let's
just told
that live on air.
I was
mm-hmm.
just told that the Raiders are going cornerback.
Ooh.
So I don't know how the cornerbacks are looking, but I was just told the Raiders are going cornerback.
That would have been my guess because there is a hands down number one player in this draft, and I believe it is that corner.
Well, tell us, let's quit playing around, and let's stop tiptoeing around. Is it Drake? Is it back-to-back? Is that who you're talking about, the guy out of USC? I think that's exactly who you're talking about. He's a hometown kid. He's from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
It makes too much sense. Go. Don't waste our time. Click on him, and let's get this ball rolling.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we hit it right on the nose, fellas. I think that's exactly where the Raiders are going tonight. Before we move on to the next pick, we do have a caller. We do have a caller on the line. Caller, state your name and welcome to the show. What would you like to talk about today?
Yo, it's Dan.
Oh, it's Dan.
Yo, what's good, Dan?
What's good? How
did you get
here with Quincy? I'm just sitting here with Quincy at work. We're just,
I better put some respect on them lions.
He said that he wants y'all to put some respect on his trade.
Yeah, hey. Man, I'm giggling. You're going to get to it this year.
Since we have you and Quincy on the phone, want to hear your guys' opinion. What do you think about the draft tonight? And maybe you want to make a prediction on this number one pick. We have going on tonight.
All right. So first, I did go to lunch today, and I went home just to check the scouting, just as me and Quincy been talking about the draft all day. When I got back here, I told him there's a dude named Jamario Drake. I think that's what it was. And I told him he's a clear-cut number one. I think he was second in 40, so I wouldn't be surprised if Gold goes him. For sure, first pick is I think he's a clear cut. He's 21, fast, and I mean we saw the corners that came out last year, 98 speed and whatnot. So I'm sure he's gonna be a stud.
true.
Okay.
I've also heard from Bold that he is going corner and that he likes the 1 and 2 cornerback on the board. So we have a confirmation there will be a corner taken at number one today.
Wow.
I honestly think this is the first time we've ever had a confirmation like this before, because every time nobody wants to say anything.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
I want a kudos goal for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for real though.
You're the number one pick. There's no need. Listen, if you're number one pick, no one else can take your pick from you. Go ahead and tell the world what you're gonna take.
Hey,
it's like Larry Bird telling everybody in the locker room on a 3-point shootout, who's finishing second.
Well, at the same time, maybe you don't want someone in the league to know who you're getting, so maybe they have to trade up to try to get them, and you take that player that they traded up for, and then you screwed them. So, I mean, it could be in that way as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Dan revealing his morals on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's what I
was. He really did.
What a
dirtbag.
That's what I was
thinking. I'm just trying to win.
That move.
He's playing chess, right, not checking people. Pay attention.
Daniel came straight.
Let's go.
He came straight out of Sifu's dojo.
That's right. He is a understudy student. You know, he hasn't filled out the application completely, but he has visited quite a few times, free lessons.
Number 2 pick belongs to the Cowboys. This is a little bit harder for Dave here, but the number two pick,
is right.
We'll start with our boy Neil. We'll start with the boy Neil. We got him on the show again. Neil, the Cowboys, what do they do with this pick tonight?
Well, first of all, it's Will. So the pick is probably going to get spammed. I mean, we're probably going to skip through it. But if I'm Dallas, I will get a receiver. You got a young quarterback. Your line is so-so. You still got Zeke. I will go receiver. But William is a defensive guy, so I'm going to be honest. I'm going to pull a Cecil. I have no clue where he's going. Let me not waste no more time. I have no clue what Will's going to do. I bet the pick will be Sim, though.
If it is Sim, I could see him getting a QB or a wide receiver. Because his quarterback's not a stud, though. He's young, but I don't know if he's that guy. So he might also be looking QB or a wide receiver. That's how I see it.
I was going to say...
Crickets.
Nope. Are we
crickets.
Losing Dito?
All right, I'll go ahead. I was going to say the same thing Heels was going to say. Honestly, is Will even going to show up to the draft first off? we might just sit a whole minute and a half through that and just watch a computer draft someone. But if he is there, just from what I played him, I think I played him this year. I think he had like 35 rushes and maybe like 12 passes. So honestly, I would think he'd go O-line just because it's Will. But... You know, I'm not totally sure with the draft board here, so I don't know where he'll really go.
Interesting take. What about you, King?
Pretty much. Will is a mystery. Like, who knows if he's even gonna make the pick, and if he doesn't, I'm pretty sure CPU is gonna draft him a QB or a probably receiver. Cause I know he's lacking there. His O line. His O-line should be good because we don't even trade anyway, so his O-line should still be good. It should be the QB or receiver.
Mm-hmm. What's up, fellas? I'm back. I'm sorry we had a technical difficulty, but let's get on to the picks that everyone has been wondering about, and this is going to be interesting. Now, no one knows the mind of Prez better than our boy Sifu, so we'll leave him till the end. But the Jaguars have... the 3rd pick and the 7th pick, they went and got that stud wide receiver last season. We all know about the drama that happened this season. But I want to predict these 2 picks. Where do you think Prez will go? We'll start off with Dean. Where do you think Prez goes with these 2 picks?
Oh, Prez?
You know.
Go ahead, Prez.
My fault.
And if I know the asshole that Prez is going to get him a receiver. Prez is going to get him another receiver because Prez just loves to make people just – y'all know how Prez is. He just loves to push people buttons. So, you know, if all what he was doing all season with Donovan Freeman, just you know, the same thing. So I think he's just going to get him another receiver just to do the same thing again this year. And that's what I think Prez is going to do. Like, just the four people playing, just he's going to get another receiver to do the same thing. Because that's just Prez.
Now, yeah. I will say this in regards to that. With Freeman, he was a clear-cut number one. Like, if you didn't take him, you didn't know what you was doing. You know what I'm saying? The speedsters at the top of this draft aren't, like, the same type of build that he is. Now,
I don't
but
know.
You are right.
Saw,
you are right in the sense of, you know, you get one toy, you want to play with another one, just like it.
Yeah.
So I could see him go wide receiver, too. But, you know, speed is, you know, the thing that a lot of people love, so... And he's a skill position.
One thing,
so I can see him going
anywhere. One more thing before you go. Because the only reason why I said he may go right again, because I took a quick look this morning, and I did see, you know, I'll let the cat out back because I know I'm not getting it, so shoot. There was a 4.2 receiver, and I believe he was one of the top five. So 4.2, that's some real speed right there. So.
No, he's a 4.42.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I know
man.
Who you're talking about, yeah. There's a big difference.
Yeah, who knows the fact?
So
with what Keem said, I definitely think Prez is definitely gonna be an asshole again. He's gonna find that one guy to abuse, and I think I see the guy who he's gonna get. I mean, I could be wrong, but I was pretty sure there's an elusive back first round. I think he's like 21 or 22. And I think he has the receiver that he can throw it to every play, but I think he needs that running back that he can run the ball with every play this year and also throw to. So I wouldn't be surprised if he got, like, the fastest running back first-round talent with that pick.
Oh. You know what's crazy? I don't mean to cut y'all off. My fault. But it's like everything keeps popping up. Do y'all remember last night when Prez had the Cardinals?
Mm-hmm.
And do y'all remember when Tristan used to complain about him throwing to the running back all the time?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. So, and do you remember what he continuously does? And like that's why it's funny how Dan was talking about the running back. So it's like just funny.
Yeah, no,
well,
definitely.
I mean, well, Prez is a run first guy. I don't know what happened to him over the years, but Prez, when we first started to see CFM, he couldn't pass that off. He was a run guy. He'll run on 2nd and 20, 3rd and 15, trying to pick up the first down. Here's the thing I want to say to Prez, and we're brothers, we're good friends. I know you called me earlier. I was out in the road, and I'm going to call you again tonight. Prez, I'm going to challenge you. I'm sick of it. You got Freeman, you got Fournette, you got Ramsey, you got Darnold, you got two top 10 picks. This is the year, brother. Let's get it together. No more playing around. No more horsing around. Let's make some noise now, Jaguars. You got too much talent on the team. There's not many holes to fill. You got the quarterback. You got your running back. You still got the stud secondary. You got two top 10 picks. I want to see Prez. Prez, I tell you, I challenge you, Prez. You win 10 games, I win 10 games this season, my brother. That's the gun. That's the challenge I got for Prez. Get this draft game. I want Prez to get 10 wins this season.
Oh man.
Gauntlet has been thrown down by he was the best. Prez, you heard it here. You win 10 games.
Wow.
My boy, he was promises to win 10 games.
Yeah, I want that. That's a big promise.
Yeah.
Major promise,
but. I think he could win 5.
But the biggest shot there was not at Prez. That was an ultimate slap in Dito, I'm sorry, in Tobar and Paul's face. He's just saying, if I want to, I could do it, and I don't give a damn as long as Prez does it. Hello, y'all got to pay attention to this man. He's sneaky slick. I'm paying attention to your heels. I know you.
Seafood, my brother. We're here for peace, brother. Peace. That's what we're here for, brother. Just peace.
That was it.
There will never be peace between the northern and southern Shaolin temples.
Oh, we got from pick five through ten, we got the Colts at 5, the 49ers at 6, the Jaguars again at 7, but we already talked about it then. The Patriots at 8, the Cards at 9, and the Eagles at 10. Now this is what I want to do. We don't have that much time left, and I want to, between these 5 and 10 picks, maybe give me one of these picks that you'll predict or tell me where do you think they should go in the draft tonight. So who wants to start? Dan, you think you could do this 5 through 10?
Yeah.
Predict one of these picks.
Oh, okay. I know what's happening with 4. I know what's happening with the Redskins pick. I can maybe shed some light on that. I think we all know that one.
Yeah. He got a good quarterback.
The best quarterback there. I know Matt, the Chargers, was trying to top three, get that first guy, or the first quarterback up there. But if he doesn't make it, if he makes it through the first picks, I can tell you that the Redskins will get him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we got the Redskins there. Hughes, what's another one of these teams that you think you know exactly where they should be going?
I'm trying to find the picks real quick.
We got the Colts, the 49ers, the Patriots, the Cardinals, and the Eagles.
Oh, the 49ers. This is the team that I was looking at earlier. Honestly, this team is really good. I looked at them on paper. They're not bad offensively. Mm-hmm. If I was them, I would try to get a corner. Their secondary is pretty bad. They signed Janoris Jenkins. But they need to solidify. And they got Breland. They need corner. Go corner. Their offense is pretty good. I like what 49ers are building over there.
Mm-hmm. So you think they're going corner? I got to agree.
Yeah.
I think they do need a corner. Keem, what's another team you think you know where they're going?
You said Colts, 49ers, Redskins, Patriots, Eagles. Cardinals. All right. I definitely have no idea what the Colts is doing. They just traded half their team, so who knows what they might do.
The Colts need a lot.
Forty-Niners. Was that Q just now? Forty-Niners. Yeah, I haven't really looked at the team too much. Cornerback does sound good for them because that's probably one thing they like to say, it's a good team. They just been missing that. Cardinals, I have no idea what they're doing either.
I think the Cardinals pick real quick because what do you guys think about the Cardinals reaching for a speedy wide receiver this early in the draft?
We all know KT because if I had a guess, that's what I was going to say. That's what, you know, that's KT for you, but, you know, sometimes KT doesn't do what he should do, you know? So that's why you never know what to expect from the Cardinals.
I think we could agree that KT probably needs a corner or some sort of defensive player after he lost most of his corners this offseason. But I do believe he'll reach for a speedy wide receiver.
Oh, I didn't know he lost Slay and PP. Damn.
And he lost Barrett.
Oh, wow. So he definitely needs a corner then. But, like I said, we don't know KT. He needs something, but he won't draft what he needs, you know? So it's like, you know, we never know.
Yeah.
You never know with KT.
What do you guys think?
Generally, though, based off history, I think that's his means of operation is wide receiver or corner in the first round. And he's got pretty fast wide receivers. You know, we just made a trade for one. Like you said, he probably needs corner, so I could see him going corner. But he did love having David Johnson. He did just trade me his boy Breida. So if there's a running back, I could see him also scouting the running back department.
Maybe that speedy running back, if Perez doesn't pull the trigger, we could see the Cardinals going there. We got a bunch of
see it. There's.
I wanna ask my boy, is my boy Q still there? Where's Q at?
Yeah, Q's right here.
Q, how many wins we're gonna see out of this practice season? How many wins we're gonna have the Lions taking this season?
Man, I think we just about complete with the team finally, man. We got rid of Stafford, man. He was killing me. finally got some offensive linemen. I think we'll do some damage, man. I got my defense ready to go, and with the help from a boy from the Jets, man, he's been kind of tooling me, getting me ready. So you're going to see some good things out the Lions in Detroit this year.
I just want to say something real quick. That trade tandem is ridiculous. You go to watch all the time, that's ridiculous. You going to watch the devil himself to tool you up, man, that's ridiculous.
Well, this is what I'm
selling.
I will say this. Hey, Keith, I will say this. Are you just can you split with those Chicago Bears over there? Them Cubs. Can you split with them?
Hey man, he'll tell you I played him much better that last game. I played him much better, so he gonna see I got some better talent this year. So we gonna make some noise,
Matt.
Man.
Okay.
Me. All right,
Matt. Yeah,
him
and them cheeseheads. They cheesehead to tell you too. I played them both tough towards the end of the season.
Oh,
so,
you definitely gonna beat Ray. You definitely gonna beat Ray.
Wow.
Lions are taking over at the 13th division. The Packers are dropping the fourth.
Ooh. Hey, that could be a very good possibility. Don't
Packers
sleep on it.
Packers winning the division. How about that?
Ooh.
Hell no.
Hey,
Pat, come out over here, Hill.
Did the whole defense of the Vikings retire? I hope so.
Not
me too, though.
That's
annoying.
Hey, buddy. I hate the Vikings D-line. That D-line is annoying.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time we got on the show today, fellas. But we'll see you boys next time.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully have a show for you guys real soon. So, good luck on everybody's
Oh, yeah, appreciate
tonight.
That.
All right, bro. All right, everybody.
All right.
Namaste.
Later.